chicken bones, straws, a fingernail. Lighters, styrofoam cups, tea bags, polystyrene, charcoal, tampons, dog shit, scratch CD, cold chips, wet clothes, dirt, stones, pizza boxes, twigs, plastic bags.
That was Holy Six with Planet of Slums. Holy Six are a two-piece cosmic cold wave art pop band featuring Australian artist V Mac and English musician Monica Kroll. They work together in Berlin and London. Hello, you're with Kelly here. The time is 5 minutes past four. And welcome to another hour of special 3CR broadcasting for International Women's Day 2016. Joining us this hour are three awesome women who are going to perform their own music and discuss some women's issues, including the appropriation of the term slut and the slut walks. So let me get right on to introducing them. And I should say my name is Kelly. I'll be your host for the next hour. But my guests today are Stephanie, Kate and Josephine. Hello and happy International Women's Day, girls.
Hi.
So, Stephanie, tell us a little something about yourself, such as your interests and what you are currently doing with your time, just to give listeners an intro to you.
No worries. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephanie. I play music and I also am studying at the moment and my major's in gender studies. And I'm at VU, so I'm interested in women's issues, music and art and those sorts of things.
What kind of music do you play?
I play kind of folkish music or all acoustic stuff. Today I'll be playing on the ukulele, which I don't usually do, but I thought I'd do something new. So,
and how long have you been, and you write your own stuff?
Yes, I do, yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
Since I was about 15 or 16, so I'm 27 now.
And what does that bring to your life, being able to write and perform your own music?
I love being able to share stories with people and I love being able to write about my feelings and, yeah, hopefully connect with others that way.
And this is your second
international... It is. I feel like it's becoming a tradition.
Yeah. On 3CR here.
Yes, that's right.
And so what have you been learning in your studies, your gender studies? And how far are you into your course?
I'm just doing my second semester now. Obviously, I've had an interest in women's issues and feminism prior to starting. But, yeah, I've been learning a lot about the base theory and the people who've come up with, like the women that have and men that have come up with some of the feminist ideas that I'm already familiar with. So this semester I'm doing sex and gender. So that's like just giving everybody a idea of the differences between what sex is and what gender is and the spectrum of people's gender and things. So
very helpful knowledge and education to have.
It is. Yeah, I think everybody should be taught about sex and gender, and that hopefully it comes to our primary schools soon. So, yeah.
Thanks, Steph.
No worries.
And Kate, how are you going?
Good. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm kind of freewheeling here. The yep. sounds a bit funny. I've got no headphones on, but I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So tell listeners a little bit about yourself, Kate. What you're up to at the moment.
I've got a few different interests. I'm a keen activist. My interests are the environment and human rights, definitely. I'm a bit of a wayward person doing lots of different things, lots of different interests. Definitely women's issues as well. I think it's hard not to have an interest in women's issues being a woman in this day and age. That's me.
And you're currently volunteering at the moment at a new social centre, is that right?
Yeah, in Preston it's called Work for the Soul. It's just started. I'm just learning a bit about it now, but facilitating people gaining skills in admin, and they do all different things there.
Enjoying that?
Yeah.
Is it something you might like to get into, like, in for paid work professionally, like community services, do you think, or not?
Definitely. I feel like any job I have, I would like to serve the community in some way. Like, I can't see myself working in a bank or anything like that.
They really serve the community, don't they?
Yeah. In a different way than I think. I really am passionate about community and building strong communities around me and supporting each other. So, yeah.
Thank you, Kate and Josephine. Hey, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
Just come a little bit closer to your mic, nice and snug. So, Josephine, you're also a singer-songwriter like Stephanie.
Yeah, yep.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
I've been making up songs since I was six. I used to come home from school and say to my mum, oh, we learnt a new song today, and then I'd make one up. And I thought, you know, it's funny that I was tricking her, but I didn't sort of realise that it was actually a skill to write songs.
So you've always had that talent,
yeah,
just naturally pouring out of you.
Yeah, and I did photography and started photographing bands and being really, really inspired, and in the end started playing music too.
And so, what are you involved in at the moment?
At the moment I've got a band called Monsteria.
Spooky.
Yeah, well,
what's with the name?
It's actually to do with the plant, the Monstera, but it's kind of we're the band, so we're Monsteria. Yeah.
What's the plant known for, do you know?
There's a fruit called Monsteria deliciosa. I think
that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Is it an edible plant?
Yeah, but no one knows that. Not many people know that, but it also looks good in posters.
Okay. And what kind of music do you guys do in Monsteria?
Oh, well, in Monsteria we do sort of a wide range from sort of indie pop to really heavy hard rock. We do anything, just whatever. I write 80%, the other guys contribute their songs, and, you know, I'm actually a bass player, although I'm going to play guitar today, but they write the lead, yep, sort of cool lead music, and it all just comes together.
Cool. Thanks so much for introducing yourselves, everybody. So I think we'll get straight on to the first chunky topic that we're going to discuss. That's about the global slut walks, and just to give everybody and our listeners a bit of background, they began in Toronto, Canada in 2011 after a male police officer advised community members and campus members at York University at a campus safety information session that women can avoid sexual assault by not dressing like a slut. Someone who attended the session is quoted as saying that the male police officer prefaced what he said by saying something to the effect, "I've been told I shouldn't say this, but..." York Federation of Students president replied that she thinks this comment speaks to an inherent misogyny and lack of education within the police force or in the minds of men. It was not clear exactly where she was laying the charge of misogyny. As a response to the slut comment, queer feminist activists in Toronto organised a slut walk. They state on their website, slutwalktoronto.com, that it is a movement against victim blaming, survivor shaming, and rape culture. They add that the name resonated because of a particularly pervasive and insidious form of victim blaming, shaming the survivor while making assumptions about their sexuality. Since the initial Toronto walk in 2011, it has become a global movement, happening annually in countries like Australia, but all over the world. Some people ask why anyone would want to reclaim the word slut. Here is a quote from US-based feminist writer Jessica Valenti, which speaks to that question. "There's nothing wrong with having sex. Don't let anyone forget that." Slutwalkmelbourne.com speaks quite well about the slut walk, I found, coming through really strongly on how the walk is about addressing victim blaming when it comes to sexual assault. They state that victim blaming suggests that a victim of sexual assault or rape made themselves a target through the way they dressed or acted. This idea that a victim, regardless of gender, is to blame for being raped is false and incredibly destructive to survivors. The truth is, and this really blew me away because I wasn't aware of the facts, I suppose, the truth is that most rapes are premeditated. Nearly all rapes are committed by partners, family members, or others known and trusted by the victim. Most rapists don't even remember what the victim was wearing. And in many cases, victims were wearing ordinary clothing when attacked, like jeans and a hoodie. So I thought that was really powerful information, and it speaks to the lack of education that I referred to earlier, I suppose. So just going through one by one to each of you ladies, have any of you girls attended a slut walk?
Steph? Yes, I've been to about two or three of them. I have.
So speak to the issue, Steph.
Okay, so as far as the issue, I don't have an issue with the naming of of slut walk itself. I wouldn't call anyone else a slut ever because I think it's used in such a derogative, horrible way. But I think that there is to reclaim why the word slut is an insult is a good idea and an interesting concept.
So you didn't parade around as I'm a slut or something.
I didn't. I was there because I believe in the cause itself. On the actual marches, I found it kind of it was kind of one of the more confronting rallies that I've been to.
Really?
Not because of the people I was marching with, but because of the reactions to the people down the street. Oh. So, obviously there's lots of women and men there marching to, stand up against victim blaming, et cetera. And then there's all these men on the side of the road, gawking and taking pictures and, missing the whole point completely. And at one of the rallies that I went to, some people, we were saying, no means no and yes means yes in the chant. And some people on the side of the road, changed that around and were just walking with us, screaming no means yes. And I just found it really, really confronting and horrible. And our patriarchy right there. There's our rape culture right there.
Just to be facetious.
Yeah,
just
to be facetious. And yeah, not to march with us. But it was just a really good example of what the marches are against right there.
Kate, have you ever been?
I've never been, no. I've wanted to, but always ended up working or something.
So can you speak to the issue and how do you feel about the reappropriation of that?
I think I feel like it can be about context a lot of the time and about people's personal experiences, because you can't look at someone and tell what personal experiences they've had with that word. And it could be really loaded for some people who are survivors who've been traumatized with that word in the past. However, I did a little survey around my house and we're five women ranging from 18 to 39. So it's a good wide demographic, and a lot of the people in my house kind of feel like they've already reclaimed it regardless of the politics around it. It's like they will call themselves that around their friends kind of as a way to embrace their sexuality, and to be proud of their sexuality. So Yeah, I think it does all depend on context. And for someone who's been traumatized by that word in the past, it might not be as easy to reclaim. And that's something I think we all need to be aware of, is like triggers. Yeah.
I think you make some really wise points there. So in the future, would you attend, for example, the 2016 Melbourne Slut Walk?
For sure I would. Like, I think it is important to stand up against victim blaming and shaming that way. And I think we should be allowed to wear whatever we want and not live in fear. Just like, there have been incidents where women have also been told to stay indoors after 6 o'clock, and it's like, it's not our fault. We shouldn't have to do that. We should be able to go out and have a good time without feeling threatened.
And wear whatever the hell we like.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Josephine, have you ever been to a slut walk?
No, I'd like to go. I've got a six-year-old son, so it's hard to get out, and it's not really something I'd expose him to, but I would go, yeah.
You wouldn't expose your son to that?
Well, it's difficult to explain him. I mean, he doesn't know that. He's just learning that we've got another hole in between, you know, so he doesn't
about
know.
Women's,
yeah,
women's
he doesn't know a lot of things yet. He's only in grade one, and he's, you know, it's they learn it gradually. But you know, I had to tell him the other day how kittens are born, and it actually babies are born a similar way. So he's still learning a lot of things. So I'd definitely go, and I don't think that anyone should be judged on what they wear. I think we should be allowed to wear as much or as little as we like. And, you know, in African countries, you can get around without a top on, like I have no top today. Only joking.
Damn.
Yeah, but I'm like asking for it, you know. Yeah. No, it's just hot.
So you think it's a positive movement, the slut walk.
Yeah, I think it's really that we need to stand up for, you know, we're allowed to wear whatever we like and be who we want to be in this life, and no one should be judged or taken, you know, as it shouldn't be used as an excuse for doing something that is, you know, totally out of line and wrong and hurtful and damaging to people that, yeah, so that's.
Thanks, Josephine. So which two of you ladies, after we go to a couple of announcements, is going to play for us first? Who would like to get it out of the way?
Oh, I'm easy. We can rock, paper, scissors for it if you want.
Go on then. On the count of, do it on the three. One, two, three.
Root scissors.
Okay. Yeah, you do it again. One, two, three.
I guess that's me.
Is that paper over
rock? Yeah, paper over rock.
Does that mean that you beat,
I don't know,
Josephine?
I guess
No, what do you want to do?
I don't mind. So,
all right. Yeah. We'll go to a couple of announcements and we'll get you set up.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM or through 3cr.org.au. This is International Women's Day 2016. We'll be back in a moment with a live performance from Stephanie Sobrinskis. Stay tuned.
Like some food for thought?
Tune in to Radical Philosophy
with discussions on freedom,
happiness,
knowledge,
evil,
and rational argument.
With words from Hawthorne, Tatman,
Jenkins,
Hutchinson,
Hirsi Ali,
and Plumwood.
So tune in to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your AM dial
on Thursday afternoon from 3:30 until 4 o'clock.
And let's get radical about philosophy.
Panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope. Only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au. Let's cook.
you're listening to a special International Women's Day broadcast here on the mighty 3CR. You're with Kelly, Stephanie, Kate and Josephine. And Stephanie's going to perform one of her songs. So I've already asked you the questions I was going to ask you. How long have you been performing and what kind of music do you perform? Well, tell us a little bit about the song that you're going to do today, Steph.
All right. Well, I wrote this as one of my most recent songs. I wrote it last time I was visiting my parents on their piano. So it sounds really, really good on piano, and I tried to put it onto guitar and it didn't quite work very well. So now I'm doing it on ukulele, and ideally I'd like to do it with a xylophone as well to do the piano parts that I had. But yeah, not very good at ukulele, but it sounds like cute and nice. So.
Well, take it away whenever you're ready, yeah. Steph.
Alrighty.
Cheers.
Acid wash jeans and an acid soaked mind, sir, all the pretty colors all of the time, all of the time. Didn't like the grey of concrete, couldn't stand the same streets, flowers or trees. Didn't want to live a life all weighed down, she'd float off the ground, float off the ground. Bored to death with the same faces, ordering their favorite liquids, delivered in their assorted cups. Standing tall behind her wooden tomb, shrouded with smoke and other people's gloom. Other people's gloom. Sir, all the pretty colors all of the time, she'd float to the roof where life looked fine. Life looked fine. She closed her mouth and wandered her mind. From the outside, she just seemed shy. No one ever seemed to notice the constant daydream place she'd moved on to. With all the pretty colors all of the time, much brighter than the things she left behind. She'd float to the roof, she'd float off the ground. Acid wash jeans and a crooked smile, wordless mouth, cracked open mind. Sir, all the pretty colors all of the time, sir, all the pretty colors fade to grey, fade to grey. That's about it.
Yay!
Thank you.
You're listening to International Women's Day on 3CR.
This is Marilyn Rose of Marilyn Rose and the Thorns. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio for International Women's Day. 24 hours of women. Let's every day be a day for women, and let's make a lifetime of it.
You're listening to 3CR Radio.
You're listening to 3CR on International Women's Day. I'm Sim O'Day, representing Women in Horror Recognition Month, wishing all women, big or small, equality across all ranges of the arts, especially horror, my favourite genre. Wishing all you women out there a wonderful International Women's Day.
Welcome back to a special International Women's Day broadcast from 3CR. The time is 4:27 and you're joined live by Kelly, Stephanie, Kate and Josephine playing music and talking about some women's issues. So we'll go to another question, girls. Do each of you identify as a feminist? If so, what does that mean to you? And if not, why not? We'll start with you, Jo.
Yep. I like to think of myself as a feminist, but, you know, I don't know if I always live up to that, because I think it's it's a very strong term.
What do you think it means, like, in your mind, what do you think it means to live up to being a feminist? What do you think it
suffragettes, fight for your rights, and don't be afraid to come on radio, don't be afraid to be yourself, and speak up. Yeah.
Would you guys agree or disagree with Jo that, like, do you think she's being too hard on herself, like putting this ideal of feminism up? Would you describe feminism the same way?
I think there's been a lot of, like, iconic feminists that have fought in a lot of big ways, and sometimes you do feel like you're not doing enough. But in other ways, you can just be a really good feminist by being good to your sisters and, like, yeah, helping in lots of different ways. So I think there's, a scale, and it doesn't mean you're any more or less of a feminist.
Or being just good to yourself.
Yeah, even that.
What about you, Kate?
I definitely identify as a feminist and totally wholeheartedly agree that a lot of it is about supporting women around you, no matter who they are. I think one thing to remember is, like, we can make changes in small ways by the way we teach our children, for example. You know, that's a very powerful way to express your feminism. Yeah, definitely a feminist, 100%.
So do you identify as a feminist, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Sorry. Yes, I'm sure. Really eager there to answer.
What does it mean in 2016?
In 2016, I think it is, like, just making sure that you, I don't know, that you, like, help your sisters out is my main thing, and, like, not treating women differently and not, I don't know, yeah.
Jo, coming back to you, do you think that women do feel this pressure to be a certain, like, to be a feminist in a certain way or something, to be like this ballsy kind of bullshit
suffragette sort of?
Do you think that that's a perception?
Burn your bras and
all that.
Yeah.
Do you think that women internalize this ideal and then judge themselves in comparison to that ideal?
I'm not sure, but I think that I put feminists on a bit of a pedestal, and so I don't know how everybody feels differently about it, but being a feminist doesn't mean that you're a man-hater. It means that you stand up for yourself in a situation where there's, it happens so often, and it's hard in the workforce to, you know, people listen. Often I find people will listen to a male voice on the phone, or, you know, right, because I'm at the moment managing my family business, or helping manage it, and there's a lot of negotiating and that kind of thing, and sometimes I find that people will, it just happens, especially older generations.
Really?
Yeah. So
how does it manifest, Jo?
How does it manifest? Well, sometimes someone will kind of just not take you seriously. I guess that's what I've got a higher range voice and yeah.
But how do they, like, how do you notice that that's occurring at the time that it's occurring? Do they say, oh, can I speak to someone else? Or do they talk down to you or abruptly? Or
they might look at the male in the room, or, you know, and you feel like they're talking to that person rather than you, and you're sort of like, I'm here too, I'm, you know, actually know more about it than he does, but you're talking to him, you know, that kind of situation.
Kate, do you encounter such sexism?
Yeah, I reckon I encounter it everywhere, like from that type of thing to just having men explain to me something that I've just said to them, which is really annoying. It's like, did my words just go in one ear and out the other?
So they'll just repeat back to you what you just said.
Yeah.
Mansplaining.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Or just assuming that I don't know things. you know. And
amongst your peers and friends, or amongst strangers, or both?
I reckon a bit of both. I think we've got a long way to go in educating people about how to treat women, I think. Yeah, like we've come a fair way in feminism, but we still have such a long way to go before these things stop happening.
Why do you think blokes, even friends of yours, and you say that you're an activist, so you know a lot of activists and you'd think pretty progressive males, why do you think that they behave in this way? Do you think that they really do feel that way about you and women, or that's just something that they socialise into their bodies and it's unconscious?
I feel like it's ingrained into our culture. Yeah, it's ingrained in the way we teach at schools. It's just ingrained in the media. It's everywhere around us.
Steph, do you encounter sexism?
Yes, I feel that I do, like both in when I've been in the workplace and with some of my friends and strangers. Like I feel like I have a pretty progressive friend group, but those things still do occur as well. But the workplace has been the hardest the hardest area to assert myself.
Oh, to speak to that.
Yeah, against that. Like because you're supposed to be in a professional environment and you just have to kind of smile and like deal with it rather than being able to say like that's not okay.
So what goes on?
I'm working at the moment, but just like the way that upper management in one of my old workplaces dealt with me was really sexist and really inappropriate. And also like my very, very first job, which I can talk about, was at Supercheap Auto. And our spare parts guru was a woman called Janice, and she was amazing at her job. She just knew everything about spare parts. And every time a guy would come in and be like, oh, is one of the guys here to talk about the spare parts? And I'd be like, oh, no, Janice is here. And he's like, oh, they'd be like, oh, wait for one of the blokes. I'd be like, but Janice is our spare parts person. She knows everything you need. And like, I should have that every other day. Like,
All right, we'll go to a little track and we'll come back and discuss some more issues before we go to a performance from you, Jo, okay. If that's okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to 3CR. It's International Women's Day 2016.
To 3CR, and we're celebrating International Women's Day with 24 hours of women's voices.
You're listening to 3CR. Happy International Women's Day. My name is Marietta, and on behalf of myself and the Raw House community, I'd like to send a big cheer to all the amazingly talented, absolutely fabulous women I know and those I'm yet to meet. Keep doing your thing and making a difference. Celebrating diversity and difference among women is my passion, my thing. Cheers to you all. Heels on, chest out, sauce on, and change the world.
And welcome back to a special International Women's Day broadcast from 3CR. The time is 4:37 and you're with Kelly, Josephine, Kate and Stephanie. So girls, another question for you. Do you think that you and the women that you know discuss what are probably really important women's issues amongst yourselves? Do women's issues get discussed enough amongst your female peers? Steph?
I think that's probably what I spend most of my time doing with my female friends.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, or my immediate circle.
Because I was going to say, I don't think that I do. And I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, I don't know, maybe because I don't have a lot of, I have a long-term partner, so I spend a lot of time with him, which is fantastic. So I don't have a really small, tight group of female friends, so I don't ever really get the opportunity to discuss women's issues.
Mm. Yeah, that can happen too, yeah.
But that's really great that you do.
Yeah, I think it's just something that I'm so interested in. I think I can't help but talk about it.
I couldn't not do it either. Yeah. Just to help deal with it. Absolutely. As well. Like,
you think you're lucky because you live with the group of women.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you can nut out ideas then and see what your friends think about things. Like, even if it's like a new theorist that you haven't read before.
Yeah.
It's like, do I agree with what they're saying? And you can talk about the pros and cons. Like,
Or feeling like you've been objectified and like, workshopping ways of dealing with it and things like that are always helpful to do with my friends, I reckon.
What about you, Jo?
My old friends that I go back a long way with have a lot of issues that need to be discussed. So things like losing custody of their children, that kind of thing. People in difficult relationships. So I have people that I've tried to work through problems with their problems, and you know, vice versa. So we have a good support sort of structure but there's so many women's issues that do need addressing, and it helps to talk about it with a friend, even if they don't take your advice, or it always helps to find someone that you trust and you know, to say, you know, this is what's happening, you know, what do you think, or even, you know, what should I do in this situation, and take it or leave it, but it does help.
Steph, what do you think are some of the issues, the structural issues that are facing, apart from the things that we've already discussed, what are some of the really pertinent feminist issues, contemporary issues?
Well, I'm particularly interested in like how women are represented in popular culture and in movies and television shows, etc. And I think they're really like, we have really one-dimensional females in a lot of our movies, and especially romantic comedies. Like, if all these grand romantic gestures that are performed by like X-Man in X movie would be stalking in real life, and so like it's teaching people that that's okay and it's not. And yeah, so I think we should need to break apart the media that we all see and deconstruct it and put it back together in a better way.
Do you have any feminist heroes?
Heroines. I guess, like, I kind of fall in love with every feminist that I read about, I guess. So at the moment I'm reading Ariel Levy, who's really good, and I like a lot of what she has to say. So I kind of quite like her at the moment.
So where's she from?
She's American. She wrote the book Female Chauvinist Pigs, which is about the rise of raunch culture. So there's been a lot of, like, counter-opinion to that, her theory on that book. And I think, like, sometimes she is called a slut shamer and things like that, but I think there's more to it than that.
A slut shamer.
A slut shamer, yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's exactly what we're talking about with, like, slut walk, like, saying that women, like, that there isn't necessarily empowerment through stripping and through those kind of things.
But she's saying there isn't empowerment.
No. She's saying that we need to question it in some ways. But, like, people, it's hard to explain because it's a whole book that is dedicated to this, but yeah, she is just saying that girls gone wild, for example. Have you heard about that? She has a whole chapter in the book on the women in that, and it's like basically all these men profiting from like drunk girls taking their tops off for a hat that says "Girls Gone Wild." And so that's like something that needs to be deconstructed, because like a lot of women who are doing that, they might find that empowering, but you're just like giving money to like rich white men, essentially. So we need to look at those kinds of structures.
What do you think about the Girls Gone Wild thing, Kate?
I don't know that I quite understand it.
Yeah.
But it sounds terrible.
It is very, very terrible.
It sounds awful.
And what do you think are some really pertinent structural issues that affect women today?
I think there's a lot of struggles in the workforce of people who've already mentioned. Came up on my Facebook feed an article saying that statistically you're less likely to get a promotion if you don't wear makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
I'm
and I think basic, real basic stuff. Like, don't judge people on how they look or what they're dressed. Like, just really basic things that are holding us back that shouldn't be.
I'm stuffed for that promotion. I
wanted to add, like, in my last workplace, every day that I didn't wear makeup, someone asked me if I was sick or if I was okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm tired today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really insulting. And people, stop us, like, saying women to women that they look tired or sick when you see them at work. Like, just don't do it.
I have no problem with people wearing it, of course.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm like, it's interesting to note that none of us in this room are wearing much makeup, if any at all, I think.
And we're doing okay.
I love wearing it sometimes, but I don't have to wear it every day.
Yeah.
And I think I was wearing it a lot, and it got to a point where my face looked weird to me without it, and that was a problem. So I had to strip it back a bit.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. I stopped wearing makeup. I'm 38 now. I stopped wearing it when I was about 20, so pretty young. Mm. I wore it a lot when I was a teenager, and I used to have really long blonde hair, and then when I got to 20, I just shaved all my hair off, and it was so liberating, and I stopped wearing makeup, and it's been fine, and I've tried to look after my skin, you know, my health, and tried to be as beautiful, so to speak, as I could just naturally, you know. But I wore makeup a couple of weeks ago. I went to a family kind of event, and when I looked back at the photos, it was really weird, you know, like I wasn't used to myself looking like that. It was really odd.
Yeah.
So, Joe, before we go to an announcement, we'll have you play. Yeah. What do you think, apart from what we've spoken about, are the major structural issues facing women today?
There's always...
What about being a single mum? Like, is there some difficulties there with being a single mum? Structurally, like in terms of help that you get from the government or opinions from the public or any
stuff
around
that? There might be opinions. I think I'm self-conscious of it sometimes, you know, when you go up to school and you meet the headmaster and it's just me, you know. But everyone's been really good, you know, and there's so many other single mums out there, and it's the way society is this day and age where there's always a number of other kids in the class that have got one parent, and the school's pretty good with dealing with that, you know. So, but back to the question about feminists, my favourite, I was thinking we didn't mention Germaine Greer before, but she's like the ultimate feminist kind of person. So
what do you think about her? Have you heard much of what she has to say?
She had a difficult time being such a active feminist, I think, and her theories were, you know, her way of approaching it was quite full on, and maybe she was an aggressive feminist, I don't know, but I think women in rock and roll are feminists too, like
My boyfriend's a feminist.
Yeah. Well, men can be feminists.
That's right. Do you know much about Germaine Greer's ideas, Stephanie?
Yeah, I do a little bit, actually. Like, I've studied her and I've read about her before.
Does she speak to the same issues that contemporary women are facing? Was it changed?
Oh, no, I think, like, what she does speak about in, like, the female eunuch, that was Germaine Greer, right? That's very much relevant now. And from what I understand at the moment, she's been doing a lot with speaking out for older women, and like how it's harder for older women when they get to pension time because women are living longer than men, and so there's the struggle to get like proper money and to remain in housing and all of those sorts of things. So she's doing some stuff on that at the moment, which is good.
While you're listening to 3CR on this special International Women's Day 2016, it's 4:47. We're going to have Josephine Richards do a track of hers in a moment, but before that we'll just go to a couple of announcements, so stay tuned.
Women.
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 It is. It is.
Dubai.
Women.
Dubai.
Women.
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 It is.
Women, Dubai,
Niran,
Kurumpuan,
it is.
Dubai,
Niran,
Kurumpuan,
it is.
Women,
Dubai,
women,
Kurumpuan,
women,
women, 3CR celebrates International Women's Day.
Worker, activist, leader, storyteller, organizer, carer, sister, friend, partner, writer, artist. Celebrate the contributions made by women in your community on March the 8th, International Women's Day.
You're listening to 3CR Radio.
You want to talk about history? Let's stop pretending that feminism is a short blip in the history of political struggles. The feminism you know may be the one that has been dominated by white, middle-class, middle-left politics of the liberal mainstream media. I'm talking about the feminism of Commandanta Yolanda, of Asada Shakur and Leila Khaled and Truganini, of Ulrich Meinhof, Angela Davis and Arundhati Roy, of Marilyn Buck and Marie Mason, Rote Zora, Mujeres Liberes, and Pulan Devi and the woman Baggy Dacoys of India's Chamba Ravines. Today on International Women's Day, inspired by the tradition of our militant sisters, and on every day always on 3CR Radio, 855 AM, 3CR Digital and 3cr.org.au, we bring you transgender, transracial, transborder class war against a sexist, racist, homophobic, capitalist system. Our inspiration comes from the actions of feminists who have helped self-identified women reach revolutionary consciousness. At 3CR, our feminism is revolutionary.
And yes, you're listening to the mighty 3CR 855 AM. It's 10 to 5, or you might be streaming or listening later on 3cr.org.au. You're with Kelly, Stephanie, Kate and Josephine, and Josephine's kindly come in today to play one of her original tracks. Is that right,
yep.
Jo?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the
track? It's called
track?
Lucky.
Lucky. And what's it about? What inspired you to write
this
song?
It's kind of a grass is greener sort of.
Grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah, well,
not.
Well, it's sort of about that. It's about when you meet somebody that you're envious of or you know, would like to be like, it's about instead of feeling jealous, you've got to look at it as, gee, I'm lucky I've met this person and I hope some of their positive vibes rubs off on me.
Beautiful message. So take it away whenever you're ready. This is Josephine Richards.
Haven't got a song for you, but I'll sing one anyway. Don't really know you well, but I probably will someday. And when I look at you, I think you're lucky. I hope that summer rubs off on me. And when I look at you, I think I'm lucky. I met you. I'm lucky I met you. Are you heaven sent with those black mascara? shattered skies. And when I look at you, I think you're lucky. I hope that some runs off on me. And when I look at you, I think I'm lucky. I've been running the show all on my own. Everybody said I should stay at home. Then you came along and saved the day. I'm so glad that you're here and I hope you're gonna stay. At you, I think you're lucky. I hope that some rubs off on me. And when I look at you, I think I'm lucky too. I'm lucky I met you. I'm lucky.
That was really heartfelt, Josephine. Thank you very much. And for having the guts to come on live radio. It's pretty nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll be back after this short announcement. All your promises have been
broken, just like Latina's. I'm Jermaine Greer, and you're listening to 3CR, Treaty Now.
If you want to hear us slam the atomic industry, then tune into the Radioactive Show on 3CR, 10 a.m. Saturdays.
And you're listening to the special International Women's Day broadcast here running all day till midnight tonight on 3CR 855 AM. It's 5 minutes to five. You're with Kelly, Stephanie, Kate and Josephine. And before we hand it over to the next presenters, I just wanted to ask you girls how you feel about the fact that our Federal Minister for Women, Michaela Cash, refuses to call herself a feminist. She was on ABC Q&A program last night, and she said that she's committed to gender equality and she sees the responsibility that she has as a minister as being great. She feels that she can do all the things, be passionate about her commitment, put in place good policies for women, and yet not be a feminist or not label herself a feminist. And Penny Wong replied that she felt it was very important to call yourself a feminist. She said that it associates her with a set of political beliefs that she believes very passionately about. It's an act of respect. And by labelling herself a feminist, it recognises that she can run for parliament, she can vote, she can have equal pay. And yeah, that it's really important to call yourself a feminist. And she says, if someone says, I'm not a feminist, I ask, what is your problem? What do you think about that, Steph?
Look, I don't find it very surprising that she doesn't want to call herself a feminist, because the word has received like a bit of a a lot of outrage in recent times, like especially with the new internet culture. And there's lots of people coming forward and saying, like, why does it have to be called feminism if it's about equality? Why isn't it humanism? Why isn't it like something else? So I think that there, like, that belief does run strong, though I think it, like, it's important for me to call myself a feminist. But I suppose if she's like trying to do, if she's doing things to create equality anyway, maybe it doesn't matter so much. But.
And you, Kate?
Well, ultimately, she has the right to identify as whoever she wants to be. I think
that's feminism,
know,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't personally understand why she wouldn't call herself a feminist, but I guess that's not up to me to decide what she identifies as.
And you, Jo?
Maybe she feels that the males in her parliament group don't respect feminists, or you know, she's after the vote, and maybe she is a feminist, but she doesn't want to call herself that because it hasn't served her well in the past. I don't know.
Well, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, girls, for joining me today. I hope you've had a good time.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for, as I said, going all the way up to midnight, a whole day's programming for this special International Women's Day. You've been with Kelly, Stephanie, Kate and Josephine, and we'll take you out with Sheena and the Rockets with Omega, Oshi, and have a great rest of the day. See you later. And we can all say goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.